And the reading this morning can be found on page 1175 of your pew Bibles. And it's taken from Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm reading verses 1 to 16. So it's 1175. And it's titled, Unity and Maturity in the Body of Christ. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us grace has been given, as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of him who is the head, that is, Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, good morning, everybody. It's lovely to be here with you this morning. And as Alan said, I am Chris and I am reader at Christ Church Netherley. That's part of the Gattaca team ministry. That's St. Mark's Childwell, St. Stephen's Gattaca, and our little church right in the heart of Netherley. We have a very small congregation. I preached and led a service for 10 last week, but the love of the Lord touched us so much. And it's a privilege to be here with you this morning. And I thank the wardens for inviting me up to preach God's word to you this morning. So let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Lord, you created us, and all we have is yours. We offer you now all our listening and speaking together. Take these words and fill each one of us with joy and a longing to serve you in our lives and in this place. Amen. Well, looking around this morning, we can see that Christians come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. And I praise the Lord for the diversity that we can see in each other. And while all who follow our Lord Jesus Christ share a common goal, progress towards that goal is made in many ways. It's all about becoming more of who we are and becoming more of who God created us to be. And this morning in our reading, we heard Paul speak about the body of Christ. But how are we supposed to actually do this thing called being the body of Christ. And Paul says in verse 1 of chapter 4, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. So evidently, there's work to be done. So how do we walk worthy of our calling? Well, we walk together. We are being made into one body, and we've been called to walk this path together. But together does not mean being the same. Verse 7 tells us that we have each been given gifts according to the measure that God gives them. The body of Christ is diverse. Look at this congregation. And as in any church, we're all shapes and sizes and ages. But in truth, we are each unique individuals created by God. We each have something beautiful to contribute and our own set of weaknesses that need to be worked out. And just like in the human body, all the parts are radically different from each other, but they're all equally important. And this morning we've come from different places and brought different gifts. But what unites us is that we follow the Lord Jesus and seek to be the presence of God's love in the world, a ministry of grace in the heart of Liverpool. How boring. Think about it. How boring it would be if we were all the same. Same words, same thoughts, same attitudes. All doing the same things, like pre-programmed robots. A body that's rich in diversity is more likely to be robust and healthy than one in which everyone is exactly the same. Walking together also means that everyone contributes. Verses 11 and 12 read, It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. And many times, when people think about the church and the work of the church, they think that it's the vicar's job to run the church and do the work, and the churchgoers just attend worship on a Sunday morning. But that's not the picture of the church that the Bible paints. First of all, there is not just one leader. There are many leaders with many different gifts. Yes, there are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But more importantly, the job of the leader is not to rule from on high and do everything, which is impossible, but to work alongside others in ministry. Everyone in the church has something valuable to contribute in time and talents, no matter how big or how small our contribution. And walking together means growing pains. We're told that we must no longer be children, that we must grow up. And I know when my daughter was growing up, she used to have dreadful pains in her legs, and everyone said, growing pains. So growth always brings pain. Anytime a group of diverse people get together and seek to actually do something productive to grow in maturity, you can be guaranteed that there will be pain and conflict along the way. And that's the reason why, back in verse 2, Paul begins this whole section with these words: be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Humility, the quality we need when others disagree with us. But we have to remember that we're sometimes wrong. Gentleness, the quality we need when we know that others are wrong and we do need to guide them back gently onto the path. Patience. It's not a quality that I have a lot of, patience. The quality we need when others fail to respond to our attempts to guide them. And bearing with one another in love. Meaning the qualities we need to see both sides of a disagreement and making allowances for each other's faults. In other words, a huge part of walking worthy of our calling is to learn how to put up with each other when we disagree and we get on each other's nerves. Some would call this conflict management. And a recent study into the behaviour of varying congregations showed one of the biggest things learnt is that conflict within the church was a healthy part of the church's ability to adapt and survive. Healthy, growing churches full of wonderfully diverse and gifted people, there is going to be conflict. That's inevitable. But the question is not whether there is conflict, but how that conflict is solved as to whether they walk worthy of the calling. Paul speaks in verse 15 about speaking the truth in love. And here, when Paul speaks about truth, he is talking about being truthful in our interaction with others. When Paul says speaking the truth in love, he's summarizing this whole idea of walking worthy of the calling. We are a group of people who are growing up together, each of us contributing who we are and what we are, and bearing with each other in love along the way. And this is what God wants for us all. To be able to use our God-given talents and gifts and work as one body to his glory. Like-minded people working together to build up the body of the church in our neighbourhoods. One part of the church complementing another. When all members of the church are involved in God's work, then we can maximise the ability of our churches to serve, to become a vibrant and effective church. A congregation must pull together and not be a people that take all and give nothing. God doesn't expect us to go it alone, quite the reverse. And I know some of you do not know the history of Christ Church, but we've been without a vicar now for about 10 years. And we have a team rector with Phil Janvier at Gattaca, who supports us in every way he can. And until recently, there was a group of us that led the church forward. Now, how far we got, that's to be seen. It was hard work. But God gave us the strength, and God sent people to help us. Your readers here at All Saints come down on a regular basis to help out with the services, and Alan helps with our Tuesday Club, which is a vibrant club for 7 to 11 year olds. God doesn't expect us to do it all on our own. And recently, we had the Reverend Phil Turner arrived on our doorstep saying that the Lord had called him to Christ Church, Netherley. And he is now our non-stipendary minister, and he's doing a fabulous job. Throughout my Christian journey, I've been guided along the way, exploring sometimes with great trepidation different areas of church life, and trying my best to use those God-given skills in area where they are best used. In Christchurch, if anybody asks me to go into the kitchen and make them a cup of tea, I am a bag of nerves. That's not my thing, cooking. I'm very good at washing up, and I'm known as Miss Marigold. But my gift is not in the kitchen. But I ask you this morning, how do you describe yourself? What are your interests? What are you fearful about? But no matter our particular weaknesses, our gifts, our interests, passions, or ability, rest assured, there is a place for you, each one of you, to serve in the body of Christ here at All Saints. We've already spoken about how different we all are, and we need to ask ourselves, where would our talents best benefit others? There are things you can do to meet the needs of others, and at the same time will give you a sense of deep joy and accomplishment. But don't analyse too long the whys and the wherefores of the job that needs to be done, or whether you're the person to do it or not. I encourage you this morning to be willing to have a go and not leave the jobs to a handful of people, which I know happens in most churches. Jump in there and be encouraged to use your God-given gifts in a new way. Be a first server and perhaps undertake a task that needs doing, or offer to support someone in need of help on a short-term basis, with no binding commitment. Psalm 34, verse 8 says, "Taste and see the Lord is good." And this is a story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to do, and everyone was asked to do it. Everyone was certain somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got cross because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody would do it, but nobody realised that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what everybody could have done. It's a bit of a mouthful, that, isn't it? So, think about what's currently happening in this church. You are in an interregnum. Think carefully, talk to others, and pray about where your interests and talents can best be used. Remember that the unity of the church is not undermined by the diversity of the gifts you've been given, but its varied gifts are meant to build up a unified ministry. We're all called to serve our Lord, no matter who we are. But it's about finding a place of service that meets a need and matches up to our talents. It's all about being confident that God will reveal our true gifts and passions through the process of serving others. God is good, and he will guide you, as he does me and lots of others, as we do his work. And I finish with a verse from 1 Corinthians. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all people. Amen. Praise the Lord.